knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and order scenes with footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme, cut out by dancing able. We're off and mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 7th day of March. We are with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at amazon.com. We're expected to be joined at some point this hour by Steve Benoon. Probably not going to have Dave Hodges with us. He's traveling in the mountains with very marginal cell phone reception. Gentlemen, looks like looks like Dave Hodges may be here. Dave, are you there? He's got a signal. Maybe he'll be calling in. Looks like our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred. Fred in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Green Fred, right?
There we go.
Not a badger. Okay, so... You probably don't remember, JR, but I directed your and Nyquist's attention several months ago to several superstellar mini documentaries regarding the real history. The real history of German-Jewish relations, Ernst Zundel. It's only about, 16 minutes. That's the first installment. He had a Voice of Freedom broadcast from Toronto. I guess that was the 80s and 90s. And in the very first episode, the real story of German-Jewish relations, he specifically, prominently... featured nationally and internationally acclaimed Jewish scholars who had authored books such as Edwin Black, The Havara Transfer Agreement, 1933. And it was prominently reviewed and praised by the New York Times, The Havara Transfer Agreement. And that documents the fact that the Rothschild Bank of England and the United States government created this construct of transferring out of Germany all of the wealthiest Jewish folks. And so that happened. They wanted to establish Palestine, right? Okay. So you have
they wanted to establish Israel, but my understanding was it was Jews in general, not just wealthy Jews. I had no knowledge.
That's right. You're right. They even established a special fund to assist other German Jews who, without financial assistance, would not be able to make that migration. Okay, so you have that, and then
the Brits shut it down because they didn't want the whole political scene upset there in the Middle East. Is that I believe that's what happened also.
Yeah. Well, there's more to the story, that's for sure. And such as Theodor Kaufmann, Germany must perish, and Theodor Kaufmann precisely described. The process by which all German people would be sterilized, men and women. And if I recall accurately, it would take something like 4 years in total to do that. And there would no longer be any Aryan reproduction, of course, according to the Kaufmann plan, Germany must perish. And that's just, then there's Tom Segev, a prominent Israeli scholar and author of The Seventh Million. And I can't recall accurately the subject matter, something to do with an additional million European Jews that would be relocated to Palestine for, as you said, the creation of the Israeli state. Okay.
Yeah, that was the plan, and the Brits shut it down. Interesting history account, but I'm not sure what the relevance is to our conversation right now, Fred.
Well, the relevance is, John, I'm going to bring it up. Okay. Cardinal Spellman, I learned from some Vietnam SF buds that it was pedestrianly amongst them referred to as Cardinal Spellman's War. Well, until I saw Secrets of the Cabal on BitChute, in which it is prominently featured Ralph McGeehy, who authored the book Deadly Deceits. He was a 25-year career man with CIA and had a conscience revelation, apparently post-retirement, and therefore authored the book Deadly Deceits. But then there's Phil Agee, there is John Stockton, and a couple other people who unimpeachably document the fact that Vietnam was truly a CIA Vatican directed operation. All right. And then there's two documentaries, minis, Serpents of Humanity and Serpents of Mankind. Serpents of Humanity, Serpents of Mankind on BitChute, in which it is extraordinarily well documented that it has always been the case in the modern, since the inception of this country, really, but they don't go that far back. E. Michael Jones takes it back to the French Revolution in his scholarship. It's a documentary, The Truth About the Revolution, also on BitChute, The Truth About the Revolution. So in the Serpents of Humanity and Serpents of Mankind, it is prominently documented in each case, that the JDL, Peter brought up Victoria Newland is her original name. She changed it to Newland. A $5 billion coup d'etat. They celebrated it, her and Jeffrey Pyatt. They gleefully, jovially celebrated the $5 billion coup d'etat. Harvey Schlanger and many others have elucidated this. And even J.S., before his untimely passing, he prominently broadcasted that on RBN. Okay, so a guy by the name of Meyer Weinstein, the JDL, Jewish Defense League Toronto vice president, executive vice president, he told the CBC in a national broadcast in 2001, that yes, indeed, the JDL did firebomb Ernst Zundel's home, burned it to the ground, because Ernst Zundel was a national security threat to the kosher-certified Talmudic Kabbalah Frankenswine-slime populace. Don't you know? Therefore, it was required. And no charges were ever brought. Okay, so now I have reconciled the fact, my friend, that I agree there was a Holocaust. It began with Dresden. How many other German cultural centers that were totally removed, unconnected to the war endeavors? I think there were eight that were Holocausted. Eight firebombings, I will give an educated guess. Okay? There's your Holocaust. There's your Holocaust. And in about 2 weeks, who's going to shut down the District of Criminals? IPAC. And a guy by the name of Stephen Schauer of the CIA, when he began to speak out about IPAC's criminal lobbying activities, they cast him out. Well, he's prominently featured in Serpents of Humanity and Serpents of Mankind. So is, remember, who's that guy? O'Keefe. He was a Marine. He was a Marine veteran. Ken O'Keefe. Remember Ken O'Keefe? He did the same thing. He spoke out. Okay? So with the fact, IPAC's going to shut down the District of Criminals. Who has the power? Do we have the power to shut down the District of Criminals? Well, I guess not. The 6th of January proved that, right? And what did they do? It's an insurrection. Who got shot? Ashley Babbitt and some Jocelyn Rosenfeld? Two women were killed, murdered by the Capitol Police thugs who probably were kosher certified Franken swine slime, right?
No, not right at all. I think we have enough airtime here, Fred. We're going to move on. Thank you for your call. Let's just go on to our next caller, Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Jeff Lee, I wanted to ask you a question.
Jeff's here.
Jeff, what do you think about Lukashenko in Belarus between jockeying between Russia and the EU?
Well, Lukashenko's, you know, he's been the dictator there since the collapse of the Soviet Union. He's supported by Putin's, you know, Putin's police. He would be in power probably if it wasn't for Putin.
Well, it sounds like he's playing one side against the other.
He's had certain sanctions put on his country. He probably doesn't want more. But he's trying to appear reasonable, I think. He doesn't want to have to. I think he resisted. Putin wanted to push him into invading Ukraine, and he didn't. He allowed his country to be used to invade Ukraine through. And he's being pushed very hard. But all of these dictators, they make gestures to the West all the time that are deceptive, and that attempt to confuse their position. You know. This is standard practice. He doesn't want to appear to be a puppet of Putin, and basically he's trapped in that position. Belarus has military union with Russia. They have their armies are under the same ultimate command. That agreement was signed with Boris. Basically, Lukashenko signed that agreement with Boris Yeltsin, I think, in 99, as I recall. That agreement was signed. Maybe it was 98, but I think it was 99. So, you know, that country is really an extension of Russia.
Well,
but it's a very weak country, and it's not really fully able to participate. They don't have, their military is not very good.
Well, he refuses to accept the ruble, and the EU refuses to help him get a visa to go there, it's because the EU is pushing human rights, you know, because the Muslims had taken over the EU, and you gotta be LGBT friendly. Am I right or wrong?
Well, there's a lot of problems in the European Union, and there's problems in Belarus and Russia too. They're just different problems, but they're all problematic.
Well, as long as he can keep his country stable and play one against the other, buy oil from, get cheap oil from Russia, refine it and sell it to the EU. He's helping his own country without actually anybody afraid to step out and say so. Does that make sense? Like, people are afraid to say the truth here in America because they're afraid, you know, whatever, but except you. You do it. and I just wonder
it's
about
not recommended. It's not recommended. You have freedom of speech, but people still are going to punish you socially.
Well, I know that. So I don't know. I just wondered because, see, when it's like right now, I bet you, I don't know how many people are afraid to stand up for Trump, like Hispanic people, because the other Hispanics will jump on them. So
yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. There's been a shift in, there's a split in opinion in every group. I don't know how that split runs in the Hispanic community in America. I'm not sure. It's been changing. It's been shifting. Among other people too.
With Trump, they saw they got more jobs and everything else. But, now with Biden here, who knows what's going to happen. And, there's the OTMs at the border. They can't. Mexico will only take back Mexican citizens and all these others that come over here free and do whatever they want to, because Mexico won't take them back because they're not citizens of Mexico. I'm telling you, we're in America.
The United States is allowed the border to be open. And that was something that, Hillary Clinton basically, they'll denounce you as a racist if you want the border to be regulated like any other normal country.
Pat, thank you for your call. We need to move on.
Thank you.
Steve Benoon, are you with us, sir? Hello, Steve. Okay. He's going to be connected here soon, but apparently not yet. Our next caller is Lynn in Maryland.
John, I'm with you.
Oh, Steve.
No, Dave.
Dave is with us. Okay. Dave Hodges, website's The Common Sense
Show. I got the chipmunks running in the background keeping this going. I'm on cell Skype, and it's not ideal.
Roger that. Well, what's on your radar this morning, sir, you want to let us know about?
Well, there's been some developments in election fraud and cartel infiltration. I'm sure you know about the Thelen report. And Brager that gave testimony to a select committee in the Arizona legislature. And now the media in Arizona and across the nation are working overtime to discredit her. One of the criticisms is they didn't even swear her in, so we can't believe her. Well, whose job was it to swear her in? And it's just been a joke. But here's the sum total of this report, and I'll give the 30,000-foot view, and I want to relate a personal experience that validates this. This independent law firm, it's nonpartisan. They have investigated 26 states. Now, I have mostly Arizona information because that's where the testimony was offered to the Arizona legislature, but this is in 26 states. And Sheriff Mack and I have been talking now for several months about cartel influence into politics with regard to politicians, judges, and so forth. And we have seen the evidence of it. And if you're talking cartel, you're talking China. But this report basically said that there's phony real estate money laundering schemes with sometimes non-existent mortgage houses, fake signatures. I've seen the report for Arizona. The documentation is beyond question. The documentation is airtight. That this is going on. But let me just share with you a personal story. I used to speak to a group in Prescott, Arizona called Yavapai Rising. It was a group of about 500 people, pretty good gathering when I would go up there. And it's about 2 hours north of Phoenix in Yavapai County, which is really the most conservative county in Arizona. And a very good audience. And the person who ran this group was named Mona Patton. And Mona's a realtor, and she uncovered that a state senator was probably involved in the cartel, and she was laundering real estate for the cartel. She brought this to my attention, $20,000 plots of land selling for $500,000, and I won't go into all the details with the marijuana trade and stuff where the state senator was locked up in it with a construction company, but the long and short of it is, Mona Patton and her boyfriend were the victims of an attempted assassination. The boyfriend was shot in the head. He remained conscious for a few seconds and returned fire and shot the assailant. The authorities in Yavapai County, where we're talking about, refused to prosecute him for attempted first-degree murder. It was a clear hit. Mona would be dead. She was the first.
Hold on, Dave. We got a break. We'll be right back. Hold on, Dave. We have a break.
All right.
What does it say about a society who elects people who can't quote their own founding documents? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use your Second Amendment right to bear arms. We all had fun with President Biden having a little brain fart quoting the Declaration of Independence. You know the thing. Well, last weekend, Vice President Harris did something far more sinister. She intentionally left out life in listing our unalienable rights. Clearly, she did this because she was speaking to a pro-abortion group, but that doesn't explain her first omission. The second, before omitting life as an unalienable right to pander to the crowd, she left out God to create the new progressive version of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Our rights do not come from an all-powerful government, and that is what makes the United States the greatest nation in the history of the world. We are doomed to tyranny if we allow our politicians to forget or ignore that. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. Tuesday morning roundtable. Looks like we have with us Jeff Nyquist, Dave Hodges, Steve Bannoun has been in and out. Hopefully he'll be back. Dave, let's continue with your comments.
Yeah, just to kind of sum up here, and then I want to tie it into the bigger picture. Mona Patton was the victim of an attempted assassination. She'd be dead now, but the gun misfired when it pointed at her head. Her boyfriend was not so lucky. And fortunately, he was armed or they'd both be dead. And I spoke to their group one more time after that. Mona has withdrawn out of fear, and it's understandable. But I spoke to Yavapai Rising one time after that. She went to the expense to hire sheriff's deputies to protect me when I came there. One came up to me and said, Mr. Hodges, we're here to protect you, and we appreciate what you're doing. And so we had uncovered this money laundering scheme involving government officials in Yavapai County and selling land to launder Sinaloa money. And this is exactly what the Brager report to the Arizona legislature said. And they're saying this is common in 26 states. And I can add some other anecdotal evidence to this, too. I've been gone from Arizona for a couple of months, but I've been following the news. Two Maricopa County sheriff's deputies were arrested for massive amounts of cocaine and fentanyl. And this didn't get much media play, but the amount was massive. And you do not move that kind of drugs without cartel involvement. The same thing happened with two Phoenix police officers, almost exactly the same MO. So when the Brager report says there's infiltration, the media has covered it. And one of the things that I know, too, there's cartel killings going on in Phoenix and Tucson, beheadings, hanging bodies, and the authorities quickly get these bodies out of the way, and they cover it up from the media. And the media is their lapdog in covering it up. And speaking of the media, when Brager issued her report with irrefutable proof, I mean, proof beyond proof, it was as good as the proof that was offered in 2000 Mules. And all she's doing is taking personal attacks, discrediting her, saying this is a bunch of nonsense. And I'm here to say I have seen it with my own eyes. I've experienced what she's talking about on a singular case basis. And now we're seeing the penetration into law enforcement. And here's the interesting thing, John, and I'll bring you to my conclusion here on this. I'm absolutely convinced from looking at voter fraud in Arizona as long as I have that when you're talking cartels, you're talking China, and the cartels buy off the judges, and the report, the Brager report, said they recruit them as lawyers, get them into judgeships, and this is why they never, ever, ever, ever give credence to any kind of voter fraud charge. I mean, 60% of the voting machines in Maricopa County went down, and they're not connected to each other centrally. This had to be an orchestrated plot, and it was done in GOP areas, and the votes for governor were 400,000 less statewide and 200,000 less in Maricopa County than the state treasurer on the same ballot, which makes absolutely no sense unless you're suppressing the vote, which they did in Maricopa County. Yeah, so, John, the point is this Brager report is real, and what I've been fearing, cartel infiltration, and many times on behalf of their benefactors, China, it's real, John. Our government has been hopelessly compromised. I mean, just to take it to a national level for a second, Mitch McConnell's wife's parents, his in-laws, control the six major ports in China, and he gets huge kickbacks from this. They disguise it as a business to keep it legal on his financial reporting, but he's a traitor. He's soft on Taiwan. He constantly is going after America First candidates, constantly is going after Trump. And McCarthy is no better, although he's wearing a different mask right now because he had to do it to get the speaker nomination. And then you've got Rona McDaniel, the head of the RNC. Her and McConnell pulled funding from eight senatorial races of America First candidates in the last election. And they both got FTX money. They both get money from China. So, I mean, the Brager report is just the tip of the iceberg. This is all the way through our system, this infestation.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. That's a great report there, Dave. We appreciate that. Let's get to a caller here. It looks like our next caller is Lynn in Maryland. Good morning, Lynn.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and Leon and Jeff and Dave. And Steve, when he comes on, John, would you please ask him when he comes on if he would update us about Israel? Like, I haven't seen anything in the past few days, but I know there have been protests over their judiciary, and then the people, I think, in the West Bank, the settlers, are trying to just, they're talking about, I don't know, just throwing them out. I have to feel sorry for the Palestinians. I just, you know, the anti-Semitism thing just gets to me now. I don't like Zionism in any way, shape, or form, but like one of our local high schools has had to shut down all their outside fields. And this is a high school right near a very Jewish populated area. And so people have to feel unsafe. None of us in this country want to feel unsafe.
They shut down the fields for what reason?
Because there were, it's the fourth time they've had anti-Semitic flyers dumped there. And we've had schools that have had swastikas, you know, in hate speech, like put on their school signs. But this school in particular is right near an Orthodox community. And so there are probably a lot of Orthodox, probably a lot of the Orthodox kids go to their own school. But anyway, we just need
hold on, Lynn. We got a break. We'll wrap up your comments after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out my website. It's really got a lot of new things there you might enjoy. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. Dave Hodges, his website is The Common Sense Show. And Steve Bannoun, his website is reallynewslive.org. Lynn, we need to wrap up your comment and move on here.
Okay, I'll be real quick. I just wish people would think twice before they believe videos. Not all videos are telling the truth. They're very convincing. But just like the little clip everybody always plays of Joe Biden from the Council for Foreign Relations, they usually, that's snipped. If you watch the entire thing he said, it's not what you usually hear. And so you have part of the story of what he said. Now, what he said is what he said, but But if you don't have the whole thing, you don't have the truth. And we need the truth. It's kind of like listen to Donald Trump, what he said on Saturday night. I do not want a fascist for a president. I'm sorry. Now, am I thrilled with Biden? No. But I don't know who we're going to be thrilled with at this point. But what I do know is what we do and we say and how we act affects other people, and especially young people. And we have a responsibility to do what's right and to speak truth. And we can have our opinion, but that doesn't mean our opinion is fact. And we have to dig out the facts to know the truth. And I really appreciate you, John and Jeff and Leon and Steve. And just thank you very much. And I'll let you go. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
The time. Thank you.
Our next. Okay, thank you. And welcome, Steve and Noon.
Thank you, John. I have to say, the last caller you just had, I really appreciated her comment about videos and really using some discernment here, because, John, I know you guys and Dave Hodges and Jeff, I'm sure all you guys know that governments definitely work both sides of the aisle. They've always worked both sides of the aisle. And, you know, so the propaganda is just unbelievable. And a lot of people are not even aware of that. They just don't even know how much of that goes on. And so, you know, and when you've got a government involved in doing all of that, it definitely makes it for very well funded. And normally, if they want to promote the agenda, it's going to be well funded. In fact, you know, I'd mentioned, John, the CIA, Mossad, NSA, all involved. I did that special video on iConnect, Israeli News Live, about how that they were involved in churches going all the way back to the 80s. And then Mike from Around the World on Paul Bagley's program just came out and spoke about that as well. And so I'm like, well, there's your confirmation.
Right.
By the way, too, John, we are working on this situation of the effects of the COVID vaccine on children in Israel. I have a hospital head of a children's hospital in Israel that is working on that for me to get us the information. That's not been fully compiled as of yet, but I did want to let you know that we are actively trying to get that information together. That's very, not only is it serious, but it's very risky. To get that information, you know, as you would know, there's just so much going on in Israel as it is. Then secondly, too, one thing I wanted to, and I'm just kind of jumping around here for a second, John, Turkey, the earthquakes that happened there, I had initially suspected that these were man-made. And the Israelis, I reached out to them about it, and they acknowledge that they do have the technology. Of course, my contact did not know, or at least did not disclose, I should say, whether or not that we were, or that the Israelis were involved with the one in Turkey. but the thing is, I know that may sound kind of absurd, but then I checked with my counterpart in Washington. He did confirm that, yes, Israel does have that technology as well as Russia, the United States, and China all have the technology to create massive earthquakes and far greater in magnitude than what we have witnessed already. So I wanted to make sure that people were aware of that. And then again, you know, as a confirmation, Mike on Paul's program comes out and said the exact same thing. And I actually had already reported on that issue. But he said that he actually goes a little further, though. He said, if you'll notice, where headed at is where U.S. bases are. And he confirmed another thing that I've said for years now, and that is that Iran does have nuclear capabilities. And I've known they've had it for, gosh, more than a decade, probably closer to two decades. But he talked about the delivery system. So the issue is, though, is that, yes, it was a man-made quake that occurred there. Mike's idea is that it was to keep us from intercepting Iran's capabilities of shooting a nuke into Israel, and that may be very well true. And then the other thing, though, that came up when I talked to, you know, my counterpart is that the situation, too, one of the reasons why it was so grave on the buildings is because of all the tunnels. And we may have mentioned that last time, John, all the network tunnels underneath Turkey. And but those tunnels are pre-human, as we call it. And then I'd got an update on that issue there because I had another quake. And I have heard that there has now been four times the number of sightings of, as conspiratorial as it may sound, of reptilians in Turkey now. And it is believed that because of the collapse of the tunnel systems under a lot of these places here, it kind of drove some of them out. Now, I don't know what to think about that. I'm just sharing the information. Like I said, as crazy as it may sound to people, that's just what it is. And the other thing which we continue to look at is that, you know, the situation of a world war, multiple fronts, is certainly becoming more and more of a reality. I know that we did receive a purchase order of using the, in the tanks of using the, depleted uranium rounds. That has been approved, so we know it's being sent. The Leopard tanks will specifically be using those rounds. Now, when I say using, they will be armed with them, but not solely those rounds. And I was told that basically what it is, it'll be at their discretion. And part of the discretion is going to be that they're facing one question.
Steve, your connection just went south. We're not getting very much of what you're saying.
Okay. Any better?
That's better. Continue, please.
Okay, one second. Let me try something too different here. Okay, I can't see what I'm doing here.
You're clear again. Go ahead.
Okay, so the issue is that Russia has said that they will consider that a dirty bomb if we use those on the battlefield. And of course, one thing that I'd asked a little while back, John, was, you know, if Russia is so worried about all these tanks that we're sending in, doesn't Russia have the capability of just taking them out before they even get on the battlefield? The answer, of course, is yes, they could take them out. They said, but I was told that the reason why Putin doesn't is because he doesn't want to create a greater conflict regarding that. But once the proof is seen that we are indeed not only putting those tanks on the battlefield, but it's not Ukrainian troops operating them. In fact, it's American or German or whatever the case may be, then it will justify then what his response will be. In the likelihood that this expands into a more global NATO direct conflict. And of course, we believe that Germany, initially we thought UK would be the first one to be hit, but we now believe that Germany will be the first one to be hit in response to what happens with these tanks. And then, of course, it's just going to spiral out of control from there.
Absolutely. Well, the hospital director that you're working with, before you made the inquiry, had they had really paid attention to the issues with children and the vaccines at all?
Yes, this is, of course, the fact too, John, that this person is willing to help us get the information. It has been of grave concern, but not knowing how to get the information out without compromising themselves. You know, all kinds of bad things can happen to you in Israel. You know, you can end up in a cave somewhere with an M16 in your head. A friend of mine, it happened to him because he refused to teach the math formulas that he knew for military purposes when he just wanted to be able to educate young people. So there are some things that can happen that are not very pleasant, and Israelis know that.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, what else you got for us this morning?
Those are the basic updates that I have as of right now, John. you know, I can listen as if we have any callers or anything and just kind of let other people kind of inject at this point here, and then I'll just contribute as we go.
Okay, I don't believe we got any callers on hold right now. Let's see, I'll scroll down here. Looks like we do have some callers. Looks like we got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, I have a question where anyone wants to take. I guess either for Dave Hodge or even Noon. Dave Hodge, are you aware of Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club? Hello?
I'm not. I don't think Dave's with us at the moment.
Anyone? How about Mr. Ben Noon?
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know of any specifics about like what he's teaching on things or any of the things that he's putting out as of right now.
Well, one thing is that he's been putting out other prophecies, alleged prophecies by other people, like one of them being a Vicky Parnell. And she said she was led in by a vision of a meeting between Zelensky and some elites or globalist elites that were in control of Germany. And he said that he was supposed to have been, they set him up in order that he would, and he was supposed to lose the war, but it seemed like he may have gone rogue, and that he's not going to take orders from them. He's going to keep fighting. But she said she saw that there were three demons around him, and that it indicates he is not a good man. He's an evil man, but that he has gone rogue, and he's gone off on his own recognizance to do his following his own agenda, not that of the elites that control things behind the scenes. Do you have any comment on this, or is there any, or what is it? What is the truth about Mr. Zelensky on this point? Or is this how big a grain of salt should we take something like this with?
Steve, you got any response to that? This looks like Steve's gone. Jeff, you got any response to John's comments?
Yeah, I know Stan Johnson. I would take it with a grain of salt, this sort of thing.
Yeah, I know Stan Johnson quite well. I visited him in his home. He sent me on two nationwide speaking events, and I would also take it with a very heavy grain of salt, anything of that nature. We need to move on here, John. We do appreciate your call. Let's go to John in Louisiana. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So I just had some input concerning Ms. Berger's report at the Arizona hearings. To make a connection for anyone interested, look into the testimony of Mr. Mike Gill. That's M-I-K-E-G-I-L-L. Mike was one of the most successful real estate moguls in the world, based out of New Hampshire. The guy was worth hundreds of millions of dollars until accidentally uncovering one of the largest crime syndicates in the country. It involved the senator and governor of New Hampshire, Sununu and Shaheen. He was offered $50 million in hush money that is documented on a non-disclosure contract they tried to force on him as concrete documented proof to all his allegations. That's about it, guys.
Okay. This is information I haven't heard about before. Have you, Jeff?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I don't have any way to comment on that. Let's see. It looks like we don't have any other callers at the moment. And we got our last break coming up. Whoa. Okay. What a morning. Well, Jeff, we never know where these Tuesday mornings are going to go, do we, sir?
No.
Looks like and Leon's still here. Leon, we're not going to take any more calls, and we'll have after the break comes up here in a moment, we'll have Leon give his summary and Jeff give his summary. And I don't believe that Dave's with us either. I'm pretty sure he's not.
Is Steve still with us?
Dave, are you there? No, Dave's gone. Okay. And, of course, tomorrow morning we'll have Jeff back for his exclusive 1 hour that I give Jeff every week because I have so much respect for his work, and get whatever updates Jeff has acquired in the meantime. This whole thing about money laundering in Arizona is very disturbing, and it looks like that money is being used to co-opt the entire state government of Arizona, making Kerry Lake's position very tenable there, very untenable, I should say. It's a shame. It's a shame what's taking place in that state, and the power that money has over people's lives is absolutely a shame. So I'm not sure what the resolution is going to be in Arizona. They obviously need to elect some officials who are not corruptible. Here's our break. We'll get our summaries after the break.
Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
We'll get our summaries. We'll begin with Leon. Leon, I got about a minute and a half, and wrap it up with Jeff. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. Well, we see the paucity of chickens and chicks at the at the feed stores now. They're already running out on the very first day here in Missouri, and I'm assuming it's going to be the same way nationwide. So if the rural sticks are having issues, the big cities who normally don't care about chickens and chicks and food production, we're going to have some issues. So I would definitely recommend, if you have the capacity to get some an incubator, get some chickens, go to the auctions and get them, because now the price of the chickens at the auctions have gone up anywhere from 2 to 4 times that. So if you're concerned about the government and their competence or lack thereof of being able to cull 60 million chickens and not have repercussions on the food supply and the price of eggs going through the roof, you definitely need to make some steps now. If you do like to eat it, if you don't, if you want to go completely vegan or crickets and lab grown meat, go ahead, be my guest. But I have no intention of doing that. So now's the time to get busy. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Your summary, please, sir.
I noticed a number of callers that were, you know, obsessed with the Jews as being behind all the bad in the world. And this is very toxic. These are very toxic narratives. These are the narratives that Hitler used. And I used the Hitler word because the one caller was even trying to compare the atrocities that were committed by the U.S. by bombing German civilians in World War II with the Holocaust. And of course, wars, governments are bad. Now, George Washington said that government is a fearful master, and so that's why we want checks and balances. Well, the kinds of government that socialists and national socialists and communists want are governments without checks and balances. And when we're talking about what's happened in Arizona, it's not about some Jewish conspiracy or some other conspiracy or Satan's children. It's about corruption of us, of our people, of people going for the money and trying to enrich themselves and advantage themselves by cheating and being corrupt. And it's pervasive in our society. And you can't blame anybody for it except the people who actually engage in the corrupt behavior. That's why we don't have honest elections. It's why we don't have the right curriculum in our schools. It's the reason why the Food and Drug Administration and CDC and stuff hasn't protected us against poisons in our environment and in our medicines and in our vaccines. So that's kind of my take, is we need to be for what is the truth and not be for blaming the wrong people for things that are all of our fault. And we've all looked the other way in a sense.
Well said, Jeff. Well said. Well, it's been quite a morning. We covered a lot of territory. And we will do this every Tuesday from now on, as far as I can tell. Well, Leon, thank you. We'll talk soon privately. And Jeff, we'll see you in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the lovely state of Missouri I get to live in, the beautiful, large state of Texas. And Lord, please God bless the United States of America.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.